The reviews we're getting and emails have had me in tears. Aww. And a lot of them have been saying, I wish I had this book when I was a child.
That's
and
amazing.
So it's not only teaching or just getting people to recognise those emotions for their child, but they're also sort of learning as well with them. I expanded on the story in the back for parents and teachers so that they could start conversations with their children about these emotions. And I think that's what's also made the book quite successful.
It's Time to Identify, a podcast from Rachel from rachelclaver.com.
If I could sum up Beck's slip with one word, it would definitely be gratitude. She completely exudes this word in everything that she does, from being thankful for the people she works with, to the people that she sells to everyone that she relates to. And I think that's what makes Beck so special, and I'm thrilled to have her as a guest today on Time to Identify. She's going to be talking to us about her new venture, Wildling Books, which is a small publishing house that she launched so that she could publish her friend Craig's book, Araha's Way, which is all about dealing with children with anxiety and how to help children with anxiety understand how to cope with it better by learning simple breathing and thinking techniques to help them get it under control. She's completely motivating, she's an inspiration, and I can't wait for you to get to know her a little bit better today. Hi, Bex. It's so lovely to have you along today. How are you?
I'm really good.
Excellent. So I thought it'd be great to talk to you a little bit about your business, Wildling Books, which is a small publishing company, although it may not always be small, and your recent book, which is the flagship book, I guess, of Wildling Books. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the book that's come out recently and why it's so special?
Sure. Araha's Way. We received a creative grant from Like Minds Like Mine to make the book, and I sort of pitched the idea to Craig Phillips, who is my business partner. He wrote the poem and also did the amazing illustrations, and obviously a massive part of the success is down to his amazing talent.
Absolutely.
But also, yeah. I think, he's an award-winning, multi-award-winning illustrator, has been working in the industry for publishing, for 20 years sort of thing. So, he's just really good and recognised. That was a huge part to have him do it, and anyone looking at it, the comments we get about the illustrations, it makes the book a winner, really. But also, I think that the topic is really hitting a nerve.
Mm.
There's a lot of kids with anxiety, and so because the book is around emotions associated with anxiety, it's really blown us away. We've been a bit overwhelmed with the success so far with it.
Do you think that it's also a book, because I really believe that talking about things and saying words over and over again, and I think you probably agree, when you've got affirmations and you're saying words over and over again, it actually creates a cemented truth inside you, doesn't it? Like, it just actually kind of shifts your mindset a little bit. Do you think that's one of the reasons it's also really powerful, is that parents who also might struggle with anxiety, or teachers, when they're reading it aloud to a child and almost learning it by rote, it's also actually putting that deep inside them as well? So it's not just the children that are having a benefit.
It's absolutely right, because the reviews we're getting and emails have had me in tears.
Aww.
And a lot of them have been saying, I wish I had this book when I was a child.
That's
and
amazing.
So it's not only teaching or just getting people to recognise those emotions for their child, but they're also sort of learning as well with them. And I think I expanded on the story in the back for parents and teachers so that they could start conversations with their children about these emotions. And I think that's what's also made the book quite successful. It's pretty standard to have parent or teacher's notes.
Yes, definitely.
For books.
Mm.
And I just was like, let's just put it in the book. And I'm not sure how many books generally do that, but I think because I don't come from a publishing background, I just think differently and about doing things differently. And definitely the feedback has been really great about having those in there.
That's lovely. And also, I know that you and Craig are business partners and obviously have worked together a little bit here and there, but you guys also have something else in common, don't you? You both homeschool, is that right?
Yes, and up until recently we all lived together
too. So you've stopped doing that recently, because I didn't know you were, so you've stopped living in the same spot?
Yeah, so where the term our, you know, wildling came from is because we are kind of wild and different, I guess. So we think differently maybe than, you know, most people, I don't know. But so my husband and I are very lucky to have a really big house, and Craig and his wife are coming around all the time, and Latifa and I get on really well, and the kids never wanted to go home, so I was like, let me just move in.
How awesome.
and we sort of were like, oh, that's a bit weird, but it ended up they did, and sort of lived together for 2 years, and it was amazing. But unfortunately they've had to go back to Australia for a bit of work, but hopefully they'll be back again, you know, soon.
And so you think, because it's interesting with you, because I know that you do a little bit of unschooling, I think, too, with your homeschooling, which is, for people not who are listening, it means that you allow children to kind of go the route of learning, but not necessarily with formal
book
education
work.
And book work, but actually explore things. So, like, I've seen some awesome shots, for example, of one of your sons getting really into archery and things like that, and really following things. Do you think that... That part of our anxiety today is that so many of us, and not necessarily school, because I mean, I love school. I used to be a teacher, and I'm a believer in education of all forms. Mm-hmm. But do you think that for lots of children and adults, our anxiety is actually often about the fact that we've kind of tried to box ourselves into something that isn't actually who we were born to be, and we're trying to fit into this kind of square shape, but we're really around whole or vice versa. Do you think that's what part of it is?
Well, I think, okay, so I think schools for some people, some kids, are going to thrive in that environment, but we all know that we're all quite different.
Yes.
And it was my reason for homeschooling was my middle son was diagnosed with severe autism. Mm. And one of the biggest things the psychologist said was that he'll be easily taken advantage of because of his low intellect.
Mm.
And so it was really hard for me to make the decision initially to do it, because it's something I'd never thought about. But I had to make that decision based on Ollie. And then when I decided to homeschool him, my older son was like, please, I want to do it too. So... you know, initially it was like, let's do book work, and you know, I've got to do the maths and all of this. And then I thought, hang on a minute, this is a little bit just like school.
Yeah.
So, over the years I've sort of relaxed, and unschooling is basically just letting them find out and figure out the things they love, and then sort of just helping them guide them towards that. So my 12-year-old right now, he is quite clever. He wants to be a doctor.
That's awesome.
But he also loves herbal medicine as well. So two sort of different, but the similar.
Mm.
He's just learning. He learns by himself. I don't have to teach him. He's been learning things like Irish.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Spanish. and I just let him go for it. Children learn.
Mm.
It's just something they do. You don't always have to be forcing it.
No.
And when you allow them that space to... so we have a lot of not doing much time.
I think it's really important. I think, you know, that I actually homeschooled one of my girls. Two of my girls have been homeschooled, one at the beginning of her schooling, and then one a few years ago when she was having quite a lot of anxiety at school, and we pulled her out for a while, and she's actually opted to go back to school, and she... is completely thriving in it, but for school for her for a while was not the right thing. And I think it's really amazing when we have that opportunity to do it, even though it does mean that we often change our surrounds as well. Do you think though that, so looking at that, do you think you've learnt from that too in terms of unschooling for yourself? Like, are there things that you're learning now
Absolutely.
Today that you weren't learning before?
Yeah, so I had a period recently where I was sort of not doing anything, and it was a time of just, it was really uncomfortable, I have to say, but it was a time for me to sort of to reflect, and it gave me a chance to sort of recognise my strengths, I guess, and also really think about and tune into what I really wanted to do. Not having all the pressures of everything else and just giving myself that space, I was able to look at what I was, what my skills were, and then and now I'm sort of playing to those strengths within Wildling Books.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's how Araha's Way really came about, lots of ways, isn't it? By having that rest and recuperation, it kind of birthed a new wave of creativity, I imagine, and actually just really, like, one of the things I notice about you, Bex, when you're talking is it's not all about you. Like, I think you're an incredibly amazing and inspiring person, but you've spent a lot of time in this time just talking about how talented Craig is and how amazing your kids are, and what I see you do is pull out from them the real elements of what makes them strong and amazing, and you just basically broadcast that, like, that's what you're really good at.
So I do social media.
Yes,
it's my background, so that's where I kind of said I was a bit of a cheerleader for other people, because I see so many amazing people, and, you know, everyone has this imposter syndrome thing going on, and sometimes we all need people to sort of give us a little bit of bit of motivation and a little bit of belief, you know, outside ourselves that we can do it. And I really believe that we all hold many skills, if we play to our strengths, but also kind of surrounding yourself with people that have complementary skills as well.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, that can make a really winning combo. And I think that's what's happened with Wildling Books, is because within the team, we've all got quite different brains and skills. And so we're really able to, propel each other and boost each other up. And it's growing rapidly.
Because I think that's one of the key things I've really learnt too, when my husband Rod came in to identify with me, is that I've been able to be released to do all this cool stuff and be who I am, but it's because I'm not being dragged down by the stuff that I'm not great at, that he happens to be really, really good at. And he doesn't have to do all the stuff I do. Like, he would hate to be posting on a regular basis on LinkedIn or doing a podcast or whatever. Even, like, he might do an occasional blog, but it's not very often.
That's just playing to our strengths.
It is, yeah. And I think that's important.
And outsourcing or finding other people that
absolutely
complement our own.
Yeah.
And knowing, and I always believe this, the success is never on your own. There's always a team of people or friends or just having the support of others that gets you to where, you know, to success. So, I've always believed that.
I think that is a key to success, though, isn't it? Like, I think if you're trying to hold all the power and control in your hands, I kind of think it means your fists are closed and you can't open them enough to allow more to come in. But if you're opening up and allowing other people to help you in areas, your hands are open for more growth, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think, you know, I even comes down to the customers, and it's always been something with any business that I've ever done. I write handwritten notes, and I thank people because I am so grateful for every single customer that purchases a book, and that really is felt within me. Like, I truly am grateful, because, again, you don't have a business if you don't have, supporting your products as well.
So, exactly.
You know, you've got to... there's a bigger picture. You know, you've got to step back sometimes and, you know, be grateful for all of that, you know, makes it what it is.
And I guess to get repeat customers, you need new books, Bex. So have you got some exciting things coming up? Like, how's Wildling going?
Yeah, so when we first started, I was like, you know, we'll just do our own things because, you know, it gets complicated. And because I'm not from publishing, I do things probably differently because my background is sort of social media marketing. But I think actually the publishing industry has been a bit the same for a long time,
yeah,
and maybe needs a little bit of keeping up with, you know, the changes that are happening. But I've got lost track where I was at.
Growing the business.
You know, I've been doing the social media. I started doing a page for Aroha's Way separately, and that's at over 4,000 followers. And
that's
over
amazing.
3 months.
Well done.
3 months it's grown, and the engagement is massive. And so we've caught the eyes of a lot of people that have written children's books, and there's a lot of people that have. But we got approached by Anne Cave, who is she was a teacher as well, secondary school English teacher. She is an award-winning author, so she did Tui Street Tales. So this is a chapter book for older kids, sort of 9 to 12. So we're going to publish her second book, Tui Street Heroes. And so what we loved about it was that Anne has diversity within her books.
Mm.
So her story has a weaving of English and Māori and even a bit of Tongan in there. And so something that's really important to us is that children see themselves in whatever books that we do, which is a bit with Aroha being a female.
And Māori too, isn't she? So,
and
also, you know,
Māori, because I come from a very diverse family. I have Māori, Samoan, Tongan, Scottish, European, all sorts. And so it's important to me that my cousins and their children see themselves in the books that we do. So I just loved when I read it, and it was so exciting. And it was a children's book, and I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? You know?
That's awesome. If it's a page turner, you know it's a good one, right?
Yeah. So that's probably going to be out before the end of the year. And also, we haven't officially told our next publisher, but she's got a big following on social media.
Very exciting.
And it's another picture book which just melted our hearts, and Craig will be illustrating it, so it's going to be amazing. So
that's
that one
awesome.
Will be coming out pretty quickly too.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of exciting things going on for Wildling Books, and I can't wait to see the growth and see what happens. I can't wait to see some of these books go beyond the reaches of New Zealand as well, because I think a lot of the messages are ones that would go beyond into the Pacific, you know, especially around the Pacific and Australia, and then maybe beyond as
We've
well.
We've got a Canadian bookshop just ordered.
How exciting.
So
it's very exciting, and thank you so much for sharing some of the journey with us today, Bex, and we look forward to seeing how everything progresses in the next few years. It's a very exciting time for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You might get on with it, work to all your list and motivate your own self. You might tick off everything again like a mojo master. I we'll try get to it, get it all down fast, but I get so well distracted. Hey, did you really see that cat on YouTube? Yeah, I'm sucker for all that's distracting, and I know for sure that that's what's stopping me. Someday you'll be getting all the people's money, but hey, my desk will be really clean. Someday you'll have oh so many clients, but I'll have perfected procrastinating. Procrastinate with me.
This has been It's Time to Identify, a podcast from Rachel Klaver. To find out how Rachel can help your business, check out rachelklaver.com. And don't forget to hit subscribe for Rachel's next podcast.